I was in preparation for this interview, you know, I you know, obviously did my rounds on Google and whatnot, and I came across your initial post on the official PlayStation blog, and you know, the sentiment from the people responding was great. Everyone was really interested in the game, and they were getting excited. But there was this one guy that was saying it was Bernie Sanders, like, propaganda, anti-Bernie Sanders propaganda. Like, how did you feel when you read that? Like, what was, and you handled it with class. But
when I showed the game to some friends shortly before we announced it, some of them brought that up because, you know, we're in the middle of an election cycle and they're like, oh, are you saying socialism's bad? This is not a good time to say socialism's bad because we think Bernie's great. And I said, well, the game's not really saying socialism's bad. The game is saying these people are socialists and sometimes they're bad and sometimes they're good, which is sort of the interesting thing about – certainly there have been lots of cases where socialism or more often communism is abused by dictators and leads to horrible situations for the people living in those countries. And I'm not in any way denying that ever happened. But there are other cases where, you know, you can look at some – Western European countries that have, you know, democratic socialist systems that have a lot of things that people in this country would call dangerous and socialist that actually have pretty high standard of living and have a lot of happy people living there and are still democracies. So anyway, I wanted to show like, hey, you know, this can be used multiple different ways. And I thought it was interesting that because we are in the midst of the election cycle, people were reacting that way. Mm. I don't think that's going to be the case when we ship next year because, sure, you know, it'll be less topical to an election that's coming up. But it was, yeah, it was definitely not something I expected. It's just like, you know, when I have religious friends or something who maybe would be initially concerned about the game, as soon as they hear the pitch, they say, oh, so you're not saying, you know, all religion is bad or, you know, Christianity is bad or something like that. And I'm certainly not. But just saying, hey, sometimes people take religion and use it like this. So, just trying, I expected that reaction to it, that I'd have to explain that to those people. I expected less of it from sort of fans of socialism. but just when I talk to those people and just say, hey, the game's about the gray areas and how it can be tricky and how it's maybe not clear what's going on. And when they understand that, they, you know, they come around. And I remember that guy on the PlayStation thread when I posted following up to him and said, hey, it's not like that. I'm trying to do something nuanced and with gray areas here. He was like, okay, cool. I'll check out the game.
Yeah.
So that was a really good online experience in the end.